Cancer can either beat you or you beat it. I prefer the latter.
Is there a final score in the cancer battles of three African American women who have invited us on their journey surviving breast cancer this year? Maybe not. Our six-month series, Under Her Skin, will come to an end with the end of 2014. And for Anita Coleman, December began with some good news.
It's December 3rd, 2014. This is the last day of radiation. I am truly thankful. I am truly blessed. I thank my medical team. They are extraordinary.
They could hardly be more exceptional than our good friend Anita, taking it day by day in the city of Los Angeles with laughs and setbacks. On December 10th, Anita underwent an elective surgery to remove her ovaries after testing positive for the BRCA gene, which puts her at a higher risk for ovarian cancer as well as breast cancer. But Anita told us she sees that surgery as one of the last big hurdles of this amazing year.
My current health challenge and the experiences that have accompanied it have provided me with the greater appreciation of life. What you see, the physical me you see when the hair was gone, the nails turned black, the swelling, that's not me. I am inside of me.
I still have one more surgery to have, and that surgery is a hysterectomy.
About a week ago, Lisa Eccles in Memphis celebrated 1 year from the day she was diagnosed. It's been quite a year of treatments, and she's not done yet.
That is something that I wanted to do, to be on the safe side. That was my plan in the beginning, so I will be getting that done right after the holidays.
A big to-do list for Lisa in 2014. 6 rounds of chemotherapy, a bilateral mastectomy, Herceptin treatment, reconstruction, implants. And Lisa now takes medication that she will remain on for years. She didn't expect to be this much in control at this point, though, and to feel this much support, something she got in part by deciding to share her story in our Under Her Skin community.
To be able to step out of my comfort zone and do something that I never had to do in my life, you know. I really, really like this experience, to be able to talk to people and motivate people to keep pushing on and don't give up, and just know that you're not in this by yourself, and to let them know that it's going to be okay and that there is hope even when you are about to give up. Don't.
I feel like I can see the other side, you know? The storm's over and I can see the rainbow starting to form. I think that in itself is like a beautiful thing. I think it's the most important part of the story, the recovery.
Crystal Miller is also just a year out from her diagnosis, living and working in New York, and able to say the words that were so hard to imagine not long ago, cancer-free.
To me, this wasn't about breast cancer in itself. It was about me facing something that was out of my hands, that some things I didn't have control over, about finding my relationship with God, and I live by myself and live alone. So some things I don't talk about, or I really don't communicate it or write it down and just get it out there. And I think that helped with this, to really document what I was feeling at times and what I was going through. And I think it probably may have surprised people who were closer to me to know what I was feeling at times or what I was going through. I definitely have my moments, and I think that's okay. I think it was good to show that.
These diaries of three women making their way through the experience of breast cancer have been heard by thousands of people, millions if you count our national radio audience. Here's Anita Coleman speaking back on November 12th about her new community and new friends.
It is amazing that the other two young ladies going through this journey and being interviewed, the strength that they have, and not only their strength, their courage, I admire them both. I just hope it will help someone else. And by answering questions and talking to whoever wants to talk about it, just maybe one person will say, I'll go get that mammogram when I need it. Or instead of saying, I feel so sorry for myself, I have cancer, that they will say, I can beat this, and I will.
They have already won in so many ways. Living more deeply is the answer, and Lisa tells everyone it's easier when you think we instead of I. Here's Lisa Eccles' message on December 3rd.
We can do it. We can beat this. You can beat this, and you're gonna beat this. Just fight on, sister, fight on.
If you want to respond to what you just heard, you can call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. Join our Facebook group for this project. Just go to Facebook.com and type in Under Her Skin. For the end of our series, we'll gather Lisa, Crystal, and Anita all together for a final conversation about what it means to really live when you are living with breast cancer.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.